Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Jump into summer with the huge parking lot sale brought to you by Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles. Not only will the parking lot be filled with unique items, but inside the store you'll save extra as well. Beautiful brass, antique vases, jewelry, and sports memorabilia galore. Vintage clothing and signs. It's all waiting for you. June 14th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center off of I-5 in Anderson. Thanks, Memory Lane.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
But the president's patience does appear to be running thin. The White House, we know, is actively reviewing sanctions options, and already the Senate has a veto-proof bill ready to go that would slap 500% tariffs on any country that buys Russian energy. And you're already hearing from some congressional Republicans say that they are ready to see the Senate act with or without the White House's green light.
Man, there is a lot here, and don't roll your eyes or sigh about talking about Ukraine and Russia, because this is reaching a serious inflection point that we're either going to be out or we're going to be way in, I think. So last night, Trump, as we were talking about yesterday over the weekend, you know, he said, I don't know what happened to Vladimir. He's gone crazy. I mean, all this killing and what the hell is happening here? And most people's reaction was Vladimir Putin has always been like this. And either you knew that or you didn't, or I'm not sure what's going on here. But anyway, so then he truths out last night. What Vladimir Putin doesn't realize is that if it weren't for me, lots of really bad things would have already happened to Russia. And I mean really bad in all caps. He's playing with fire. Which was a heck of a post from the leader of the United States. I mean, we're all so used to Trump's bombast. I mean, if you try to picture that in the mouth of George Bush or Barack Obama, it'd be a stop the presses moment. It'd be holy crap.
Mm-hmm.
The response from Russia, we want to say it, or do we want one of our reporters to say it?
Let's go ahead. They've got it in front of them. 50B.
Okay.
Medvedev writes, regarding Trump's words about Putin playing with fire and really bad things happening to Russia, I only know of one really bad thing, World War III. I hope Trump understands this.
So, that's either the most serious thing I've ever heard in my life, or it's just an empty threat.
Right.
And everybody.
Such is the nature of bluffing.
Right. I don't think Russia has any interest in getting involved in World War III, but so far the bluff of we might use nukes kept Joe Biden on his heels his entire presidency, as is reported in Bob Woodward's book and David Sanger's book about the inner workings of the White House. When Anthony Blinken wanted to push harder, Joe Biden was really, really worried about starting World War III.
Yeah, well, Joe Biden woke up on his heels, as I often say.
His Velcroed heels.
But Trump is a very, very different guy, obviously. I'm thinking about Vladimir Putin and his calculations and his goals, which are to restore the glory of the Tsarist and Soviet Russian republics or empires. And I could see him calculating that pushing to the very, very brink of World War III, including massive casualties, would be worth the effort. I could see him making that calculation fairly easily. It's not even a stretch.
Well, I think we know what his thinking is. At least Richard Engel claims he has sources inside the intelligence agencies that believe they know what Putin's strategy is. I think that's interesting, and I'll save that until we hear from Tammy Bruce, who is currently a State Department spokesman. This is what she says Trump is thinking.
It was very obvious from his Truth Social posts that his patience has worn thin, but it's not even really about patience. It's what every American is feeling when you're looking at, as the president described, indiscriminate bombing on civilian areas, killing civilians, increasing bombing runs and drone attacks, especially when there's been such a concerted effort by the Trump administration and others to stop that carnage between Ukraine and Russia.
Now, so the way I took that of her saying you can tell from President Trump's Truth Social is that she's going off his posts as opposed to personal conversations. I mean, she's guessing at his thinking the same way we are by looking at what his posts are.
Right. Well, and the whole humanitarian appeal, I don't... Is anybody still going with that? Putin doesn't care.
Well, yeah.
He's never cared. He's made it infinitely clear how little he cares.
Yeah, on that line, here's a little more of Tammy Bruce.
It's clear to both parties and to the world that this cannot be solved with violence or more military action. And so the president, who noted in his post that he's known Putin for quite some time, feels that something has happened to him, and he's unable to explain it. And clearly, he's quite frustrated enough to express that outrage in public.
Yeah, see, I feel like Trump has many times hung various cabinet members, spokespeople out to dry because they go out and try to speak for him. Then he comes out later in the day and says something completely different. And because they're often guessing at what he thinks. I don't know if they just don't have conversations with him or what.
Right.
But she sounds like she's just guessing. And
she is clearly just reinterpreting his tweets.
Yeah. Right. And so Richard Engel on NBC News said he talked to people in the intelligence department. And this makes sense to me. I mentioned yesterday, I don't know why this took several days to report, but Trump had told reporters in the Middle East that, I'm paraphrasing because I don't have it in front of me right now, but this wasn't my war. This is Zelensky. This is Putin. This is Biden's war. This isn't mine war. We shouldn't have got involved, which made me feel like he's going to do the whole, and J.D. Vance later in the week last week said, if we see that nobody cares, we might have had enough of this. So I'm worried they're going to just walk away because I personally think we need to support Ukraine. But that's what Richard Engel's reporting was, that people in the intelligence department believe Putin's thinking is Putin thinks Trump's close to getting so frustrated and feeling like he'll just throw up his hands, whatever, you all work it out and walk away, which is a win for Putin. Putin knows it's a win for him. If the United States is off the table and out of it, it's absolutely a win for Putin. So that's why he launched the biggest drone attack of the entire war over the weekend. He's trying to drive home the point in Trump's head that, look, I'm not interested in peace, and you believe Zelensky hates me too much or something like that. So Trump throws up his hands and walks away from the whole thing. That's Putin's thinking right now, which makes sense to me.
Right. I would agree completely. And I don't want to waste a lot of time on Tammy Bruce, but her statement that this cannot be solved through war. Wait a minute. What Putin's trying to solve is I want more territory. So yeah, it can be.
Yeah, I'm going to take the whole country unless somebody stops me.
If it's spin, it's spin. That's fine. Spin away. It's your job. But if it's just naivete, I don't get it at all. So there are a couple of developments that I think are very, very significant. If that wraps up your what you wanted to present. Number one, we talked earlier about Friedrich Merz, the leader of Germany these days, much more a hard ass than the previous guy, saying that we are removing any limits on weapon range. We're letting the Ukrainians shoot them as far in to Russia as they want. And the White House did not comment. That was deafening silence. That was not even a hint of, whoa, wait a minute. So I find that interesting. I might as well take a little detour into the Senate here. Senator Chuck Grassley tweeted.
Oh, I saw this yesterday, yeah.
that he thought Trump was sincere in thinking his friendship with Putin would end the war. Now, he added, it was time for sanctions strong enough that this Russia leader knows game over. And watching these guys trying to manage up, trying to not offend Trump, to wait till Trump shows a sign that it's okay to say what you believe, and now they're saying what they believe, that's fine. Everybody has to manage up in their lives and careers. But, so, Trump is also considering abandoning peace negotiations altogether. It's unclear what would happen, as you're describing. But allies such as Lindsey Graham told Trump Putin does not want a deal, finally, and only punishments would make him seriously negotiate. Three key views colored Trump's thinking, official said. First is dislike for Zelensky, who Trump felt encouraged further conflict by pushing for sanctions. I believe that's ridiculous. On Sunday, as he blasted Putin, Trump also criticized Zelensky. Let's see. Second, Trump also thought additional sanctions on Russia would not curb its ability to wage war, but would hamper efforts to revive U.S.-Russian economic ties. Hey, you might as well try. I think that ship has sailed. But in third, Trump felt he knew that Putin and the Russian leader, I'm sorry, Trump felt that he knew Putin and that the Russian leader would end the war as a personal favor.
No way. Lindsey Graham said that?
Officials said.
That's nuts.
I would agree. Here's the really interesting part. Graham, a couple of weeks ago, introduced a bill imposing strict new sanctions on Moscow. I mean, real ones, nasty ones. And it now has more than 80 co-sponsors in the Senate. Practically everybody, way beyond veto-proof. The Sanctioning Russia Act of 25, which Graham introduced with Senator Richard Blumenthal, D. Connecticut, would impose a bunch of sanctions, blah, blah, blah. We can get into the particulars if you want. And one more
which
note.
Which Europe is on board with, which is important.
Right, 100%. And one more note from the Senate. This is very Trumpy, hard-ass, friend of the Armstrong and Getty Show, Senator Mark Wayne Mullen in 56, M-Dog.
The president has been very patient with Putin. At the same time, he's trying to clean up a mess that he didn't start, right? He's been very clear from day one he wanted the killing to stop. He's tried to work with Putin. His patience is running thin. And if Putin continues to push this envelope the way that he is, he's going to give Zelensky the tools he needs to fight back on the full scale and full support of the United States. But Europe needs to take a lead.
Wow. I hope that's true.
He'll give Zelensky everything he needs and the usual, but Europe needs to take the lead.
I hope that's true. I don't know. The ball is in Trump's court on this more than it ever has been. One guy is going to make a huge decision, and we're either going to be in on supporting Ukraine in lots of different ways, with the harsh sanctions, with the military help, with the intelligence help, all of that, or Trump is going to go with the what he's hinted at, and J.D. Vance have hinted at. Look, we tried to solve it. You two, your squabble, your land battle over a little territorial dispute, go ahead and figure it out. Not my business. Or we're going to do that. And I don't have the slightest idea which direction it's going to be.
Three quick thoughts. Number one, J.D. Vance and Lindsey Graham are staging a battle royale behind the scenes, I'll bet. Two headlines which we don't have time to flesh out, but we can next hour. Number one, the U.S. reinforces Europe's northern front, fearing war with Russia. In quest to make NATO more lethal, the Pentagon turns to the high north and the Baltics. So behind the scenes, we are beefing up NATO and making them more lethal, exactly where Russia needs to be contained. Interesting. And secondly, headline from the Wall Street Journal that Jack referenced, Putin has retooled Russia's economy to focus only on war. Moscow expands military recruitment and boosts weapons production, and peace could jeopardize economic gains.
Wow. Stay tuned. And Richard Engel on NBC News today said what you said yesterday. He was asked by the hosts about the ceasefire talks. He said, there aren't any ceasefire talks. That's what you said yesterday, which is true.
Richard Engel, known as Joe Getty a day later. Who's in the business?
Who's pretending there are ceasefire talks going on?
Yeah, come on.
What the hell? Okay, we got more on the way today.
Armstrong and Getty.
The very last thing anyone wants is to burden their family after passing.
That's why having a trust or a will is essential. It ensures your loved ones, your spouse, children, or anyone you care about clearly understands your wishes and doesn't have to deal with confusion, drama, or legal hassles while grieving.
Without a will, your assets could be distributed in ways you never intended. People you care about could be left out completely. Also, probate can be a long, complicated, expensive process, and it's avoidable if you have a simple trust in place.
A trust or a will sets a clear plan for how you want your estate handled. They are simple, affordable, and give you peace of mind. I have a simple revocable trust, and knowing my family won't have to go through probate brings real comfort.
TrustandWill.com makes it easy. They're the leaders in creating personalized trusts and wills to protect your legacy and loved ones.
Do the right thing. Protect your family. Visit TrustandWill.com today for total peace of mind. That's TrustandWill.com.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Save 20 to 30% off at Turtle Bay's Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The Turtle Bay Garden Nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate, propagated on-site and ready for your home garden. The sale extends now through May 31st, located near the west entrance of the Turtle Bay Gardens at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Spring Plant Sale. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Igloo is recalling over 100,000 coolers because the handle can cut off people's fingers.
Ah!
It's great if your drunk uncle wants to get an early start on the fireworks season. On the bright side, when you cut off your finger, the ice is right there.
Wow. You know, that's what I thought. Yeah, well, you know what? I'll just put my severed fingers there in the ice and go find a gifted surgeon.
That's not a minor injury. No, there's a sharp edge that might cut you. No, cut off your finger. Nice design.
Yikes.
Maybe you could put your new Starbucks summer drink in your cooler. Four new Starbucks summer drinks I want to mention, and there's a reason I want to mention them in just a second. But first this, I'm dropping off my car today, which I'm going to sell to get the wrap taken off. And a little wrap info that you might not know. Wrap's one of the coolest things to come to cars and, you know, ever. And you know, you see all these cool colors around, whether they're stripes or just a color that that maker doesn't offer or whatever. I feel like a fifth of the cars I see have a wrap on them.
I know nothing about this.
Really? Yeah. You probably see cars with wraps all the time. You just don't know it.
Probably so, yeah.
Yeah. Because I always ask my son, I said, wow, that's cool. Does that come in that color? He said, that comes in that color. How about that one? No, that doesn't. That's a wrap. Because you can't tell. You can't tell a wrap from a paint job. But if you see a really cool color, that's interesting. I don't even know if automotive companies, they might stop offering lots of different colors because they realize people are just going to get it wrapped anyway. So what's the point? Anywho, wrap costs about $2,000-$3,000 to get a paint job. If you get a real paint job that's going to look that good, it's going to cost you more like $15,000-$20,000. So, the difference being a wrap does not last that long. It's like 3 to 5 years. It starts to look a little ragged. And, that's kind of where mine is. I've had it for 4 years on my Tesla Plaid, which did not come in the color that it currently is. But I'm getting it removed so I can sell it, get it back to where it costs $1,000 to remove it.
Are you intentionally leaving out the fact that it's lavender with rainbows in it? Showing your support for queer America.
The hood is a big giant My Pony.
Right.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. It's cute.
Anyway, going to cost about $1,000 to get it taken off. So it is way cheaper than a paint job. But if you did it, if you kept the car for a long time, you'd be better off getting a paint job.
Can I do like a Bondo and Dents wrap so when I park my car in crappy neighborhoods, I don't have to worry about it?
That's a good idea. Huh. The four drinks for Starbucks that they're announcing today for summer. Firework Frappuccino. Brown Sugar Strato Frappuccino. God, how many calories and fat grams in each of these? The Salted Caramel Maca Strato Frappuccino. And then this. Strawberry matcha. What's matcha? Do you know what matcha is? This is where I wish Katie was. Matcha? What is that?
Yeah, it's like a, is it rice-based drink?
All I know is this. Any place that has matcha in the title in San Francisco or the town I live in has a line out the door right now. They're like, yeah. If you're a cool person, you drink matcha, whatever the hell that is.
Matcha.
I ain't standing in line for nothing, so I won't taste one until the lines die down.
Summer drinks, they're fancy milkshakes.
Oh, absolutely. I was going to talk about a mom and her hyperactive son getting one of these drinks the other day. I'll have to talk about that later. It's a sad story. But we got more important things to get to. I hope you can figure out.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hi, this is Sherry Farmer, co-host of the podcast Life's Third Act. Join me along with host Joe Cordell as we reveal the fascinating lessons learned behind the scenes of celebrity estates. Through the triumphs and pitfalls of celebrity and high-profile experiences, we'll explore the stories that shape lasting legacies and inspire smarter estate planning and wealth management. For the full experience, don't miss weekly episodes of Life's Third Act on YouTube. You'll find the audio version on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 18th Annual Taste of Reading 2025, Sunday, June 8th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hey, Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Join us Father's Day weekend, June 14th and 15th. It's the perfect place to celebrate and treat Dad to fun, food, and family. Black Bear Diner also added four brand new and returning classics to the menu at 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Spring has sprung, and whether it's pollen, dust, dirt, or road grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has you covered. They offer car wash packages starting at $11, which includes a hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle automated pull-through wash, and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
This is Colonel Danny Gilman, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about them?
and Getty Show.
This is a big theme in the book, that they were lying not just to press and not just to the country. They were lying to cabinet secretaries, Democrats in Congress. I'm not excusing any of these people, but I'm just saying, and in many ways, I think they were also lying to themselves.
Jake Tapper, if you don't recognize the voice, continuing to go around and tout his book, exposing something everyone already knew. Although a lot of the details in it are actually interesting, and I continue to read the book. I mean, it's interesting enough to, you know, get me to read several pages every night. It's just kind of odd.
Yeah, it's the aspect of it where Jake Tapper dropped his gun and said, "I'm a victim. I'm not on the gang. I'm not in the gang. I'm a victim here." That everybody is so disgusted by the idea that, oh, those damn White House officials lied to us, and we believed it. We were taken in. They pulled the wool over our eyes.
I've complained about this in several other ways. Jose Canseco is a good example, the baseball player who outed everybody else for roids. What was the dude who was friends with Lance Armstrong who finally turned on him and then writes a book? And my complaint has always been, okay, you were all fine with the scam as long as it benefited you, and now you're switching and benefiting from outing other people. Okay. Right. So you do what is in your best interest at all points. Yet, Jose Canseco's story about everybody using steroids was still damned interesting. Finding out how top-level Lance Armstrong bike riders cheated the system was still interesting, right, regardless of the fact that I didn't like the source.
So a new source, or at least a more fleshed-out source, coming up in a moment or two, but a quick couple of notes from some stuff we referenced yesterday, Andrew Stiles in the Free Beacon, which is really a terrific outlet if you're not into it, and he's a great writer. But and he says about the book and the publicity towards maddening, really. Go back and watch the tape of Tapper insisting, without evidence, that Biden was mentally sharp in September of 23. We now know that in the preceding months, Biden had turned in a series of awful performances at fundraisers that left some donors worried that, quote, he might not make it to Election Day.
And the idea that Jake Tapper isn't in touch with the kind of heavyweights who were at those big dollar fundraisers, come on, he knows these people. It's who he hangs out with.
This was around the time the authors revealed that a handful of unnamed Biden aides had become convinced the president was too brain dead to serve another term. They started leaking stories about Biden's limitations to Thompson, Alex Thompson, one of the only mainstream journalists to report on the decline. Was Thompson the only reporter these aides ever contacted?
Right.
Almost certainly not. What happened? In June of 24, Annie Linsky and Siobhan Hughes of the Wall Street Journal published a story on Biden's decline. As promised, they were instantly denounced as right-wing fabulists, not just by the White House aides and other Democrats. Many so-called journalists joined the pylon, including some CNN guys. Tapper's response to the Journal story was also in line with White House talking points. He echoed Darcy's concerns about the sourcing while noting that the paper was owned by conservative billionaire Rupert Murdoch.
He threw that in, keeping in mind that last week he called these writers heroes when he had them on the show.
Yeah, exactly. He interviewed one of Biden's most ardent supporters, Chris Coons of Delaware.
Oh, that one, this is the one that makes me the maddest. If you haven't watched this, this was the, he presents, people are believe Joe Biden's brain doesn't work. Then he lets Coons shoot it down, make all kinds of ridiculous claims, and Tapper pushes back not a bit.
And quickly changes the topic to Taiwan. Last week, Megyn Kelly asked Tapper why he didn't invite Linsky and Hughes on his show, the Wall Street Journal gals, to discuss their reporting. Tapper's defensive response was positively Biden-esque. Quote, "I don't know what the booking situation was. Megyn, if we're going to do this, let's just stick to the facts here, okay?"
I can't believe he's getting away with this.
And then he's going out of his way to praise the heroic reporters and denounce the smear campaign against him. How gracious of him. Which leads us to a piece, Dean Phillips, the plucky young congressman who had the gall to run against Biden or try for the 2024 elections. He's written a piece in the Free Press that ought to be quoted in every news outlet around the country. If his subhead is, If a relatively little-known congressman like me knew that Biden was incapable of leading the country in a second term, what does that say about the complicity of the real party bosses? This week, journalists Alec Thompson, Jake Tapper released a bombshell book, blah, blah, blah. Also this week, Biden's spokesperson decided to announce the former president has stage 4 prostate cancer. Coincidence? I think not. And he goes into the fact that Biden slipped up in 2022. I mentioned this the other day. He said, I just found out I have cancer, but anyway. And then the White House never followed up on it. He knew he had cancer. Common sense tells us the most powerful man in the world with access to the best health care in the world would have surely known.
And I know that they don't recommend you get tested for a PSA after a certain age. That doesn't apply to the president of the United States. Because it's got to do with all kinds of different insurance things and health care, this and that. And it doesn't apply to the president of the United States who has the best health care in the world. Trump got his PSA tested.
Right. And he goes in, Dean Phillips goes into the fact that he's demanded greater transparency and accountability from his party for ages and is outraged that the important lessons from the top scandal have not been learned. Constantly lying and gaslighting the public about Biden's health has cost the Democratic Party the public's trust. Rebuilding it first requires the courage and honesty to admit what happened. And here's what happened. He writes, in 2021, I had a front row seat on two occasions when he addressed the House Democratic Caucus. This is in 21, friends. I also spent time in close proximity to the president during two flights on Air Force One in 21 and 22, where I was alarmed to see the president's obvious decline in communication skills, gait, and leadership ability. After the White House holiday party in December 22, in which the president's decline was too graphic to ignore, I was left with no doubt in my mind Biden was unfit to serve a second term. My opinion was not an outlier. My congressional colleagues, like me, had eyes. Behind closed doors, we acknowledged the reality, lamented our party leaders' inaction, and recognized the impending disaster awaiting us in 2024.
Well, he was right about that. If you're a Democrat, it was a disaster.
And here's why I wanted to get to this, and I'd meant to say this up front, but I forgot. This is about Jake Tapper and the book and Joe Biden and the Democratic leadership. It's also just a glimpse inside the machine how it really runs. Not the way they tell you it runs, how it really runs. So he says, he and all his congressional colleagues agreed, after many of the same hushed conversations, I tried to impress a sense of urgency. I made calls to potential presidential candidates like Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker and Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer to urge them to run. They didn't even want their names mentioned, let alone to return my calls.
Wow.
Frustrated, I went public, calling for an open primary. I implored prominent Democrats like California Governor Gavin Newsom, Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, and Vice President Kamala Harris to throw their hats in the ring. But cometh the moment, cameth nobody. By the fall of 23, I realized not only that Biden was in serious decline, but that the polling was clearly showing he couldn't win.
Yeah.
My party was sleepwalking into a second Trump term, so with no one else willing to step forward, I entered the race. And then he gets into the way he was treated and how the media all lined up to say he was a crank and a climber and a liar.
Yeah, it was treated as a joke.
Yeah, yeah.
He was 100% right. He wasn't kind of right. He was 100% right.
He goes into, CNN and MSNBC. Then the DNC announced proactively that there would be no debates.
Mm. There you go. If there had been a debate, the Joe Biden moment, a primary debate, the Joe Biden moment might have come many months earlier.
Right.
Which would have given the Democrats time to get another candidate.
And I think it's worth pointing out, as you did earlier in the show, this was a terrible miscalculation. This got Trump reelected.
Yeah.
Or elected. It could be argued that, it would overstate it to say Biden was the only guy or the stupid moron Kamala Harris were the only people who could lose to Trump, because that's not true. He ran a pretty effective campaign. But they ensured he would win by running Biden, then Kamala. So, as usual, the folks who crow constantly about democracy, 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 had zero trust in democracy.
Right.
They wanted to fix the game as usual.
And by the way, though Trump's win was pretty solid electorally, There's only like 140,000 votes in three states you flip, and he loses.
Mm-hmm. Right. So one more note, and then I'll shut the heck up, because the loss of trust that the media has so richly earned is in full flower now. Nobody trusts the media. And we made reference to, you know, why would people trust them after this and that? Well, yeah, and a couple of our beloved listeners sent along this list, and I've actually edited it and brought it down to the core stuff, the most important stuff, I think. How many recent mainstream media hoaxes did you fall for? Russian collusion and the Steele dossier. The Inflation Reduction Act will reduce inflation. Trump called neo-Nazis fine people. The Juicy Smollett case. The Bubba Wallace garage pull noose.
Oh.
Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. The Covington kids.
Right.
The Kavanaugh rape. Trump said drinking bleach would fight COVID. The Trump pee-pee tape. COVID lab leak was a conspiracy theory. Border agents whipped migrants.
Oh, another good one.
The Muslim travel ban.
Complete lie and no paid no price for it. Well, you ultimately paid a price for it, and nobody believes you anymore.
Yeah, and your businesses are dying. Muslim travel ban. Andrew Cuomo is showing the best COVID leadership. Trump built cages for migrant kids. The, what's-his-face, was an austere religious scholar.
Oh, right.
Is that Yahya Sinwar?
No, that was...
was the ISIS guy.
Yes, you're right, Baghdadi.
The austere religious scholar. Trump overfed koi fish in Japan. Build back better will pay for itself. Trump tax cuts benefited only the rich. Cloth masks prevent COVID. If you get vaccinated, you won't catch COVID. An SUV killed parade marchers, not the driver. where was I? Trump used tear gas to clear a crowd for a Bible photo. Don't say gay was in the bill.
Right.
The Putin price hikes. Ivermectin is a horse dewormer, not for humans. Mostly peaceful protests. And Trump overpowered the Secret Service for the wheel of the beast. The list goes on and on.
Right. The list I saw included hands up, don't shoot, which never, ever happened.
Right. That ought to be on here. It's going back a few years, but of course.
Yeah, you earned your reputation, mainstream media. The problem is,
the news.
I understand the, but it's ultimately bad for all of us that we don't trust the media, because that is going to reap a whirlwind that's not good for any of us.
Put on your whirlwind jacket.
They caught some more of those escaped convicts that had all the help from the various janitors and whatnot. They caught some more of them.
Plus the Secret Service catfight. Have you heard about this?
Oh, barely. I want to hear more, though. Ooh. Stay tuned.
Armstrong and Getty.
In an unpredictable world, nothing matters more than the safety of your home and loved ones.
That's why millions of Americans trust SimpliSafe Home Security.
With just a press of a button, you're not just locking up, you're unlocking peace of mind knowing your home is protected 24/7.
Visit SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong to claim 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan, and you get your first month free.
That's SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
During National Military Appreciation Month, we at University of Maryland Global Campus say thank you to the service members, veterans, and families who dedicate their lives to our country. We are deeply grateful. For over 75 years, UMGC has proudly served the military community, from installations overseas to the communities you call home. Wherever you serve, we stand with you. Learn more at umgc.edu/thanks. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEP.
What if you could unlock over $1 million in personal and business credit? That's exactly what Ray Reynolds can do for you. I'm talking about protecting your family and building your business with $100,000 in personal or business cash credit. And Ray can help you rebuild your credit score to 750. Ray Reynolds isn't just any expert. He helped the security chief of TRW that became Experian, one of the most trusted credit bureaus. If you're looking to get your finances on track, Ray is the man you should call for a 750 credit score. Call Ray at 800 427
800-427-5991. 800-427-5991. Join his live webinars and attend his weekly workshops to learn the insider strategies for hitting your personal and business goals. Ready for a 750 credit score and your first $100,000 in credit? Call Ray Reynolds now at 800-427-5991. That's 800-427-5991.
I'm Jack Potter Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land, Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Jenke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Two more escaped inmates from a New Orleans jail were taken back into custody. Their capture in Huntsville, Texas, just north of Houston. The other inmate caught in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. That makes three inmates in the last 24 hours, now back behind bars, more than a week after their shocking escape. Two of the 10 fugitives are still at large and considered armed and dangerous and street savvy. Antoine Massey, with a record of breaking out of jail, this one his third escape. And Derek Groves, who was convicted of killing two people. U.S. Marshals say they probably aren't acting alone.
Yeah, while I can understand why you don't want to be in prison, the success rate of escaping, getting out, and then, like, staying out for any length of time has got to be incredibly low.
And it's a heck of a gamble, because it's not like you just go back and serve out your sentence. You got a brand new one
right bumped
on top for escape, yeah.
First of all, Tinder, the online dating app that has a certain reputation, is out to change your reputation. I can explain that in just a little bit. We got this text, by the way, on a different topic. Guys, I about died when I heard how white and old you sounded. Missing Katie. Before I even launched into the segment they're about to reference, I said, I wish Katie was here. She is our young correspondent.
Yes.
When you were trying to pronounce matcha, it's pronounced matcha, like gotcha. And it's green tea powder, not a rice-based whatever the hell Joe said.
At least I got the name right. I don't know, it's some alternate drink.
In my defense, I would say, even if I were 40, I probably still wouldn't know what this is because it's just not my sort of thing.
Yeah, sir or madam, I've known him for many, many years, and no, he was like this when he was young.
And I see, but like I was in San Francisco over the weekend, and there was a line out the door, any place that's got matcha in the name of the place.
Yeah.
And my son said his buddy is like, oh, yeah, he talks about matcha all the time. He's got one friend who's like super whatever's hot, music, clothes, drink, that you got to be into it before other people are. And then you got to get out of it before other people get out of it. That's the key
and
to that.
Denounce it the minute you're out of it.
Oh, you're still doing that? That's lame. Exactly. You have to do that.
Ay, caramba. Okay, so all that's coming up. If fans of high-level law enforcement catfights, boy, do we have the video for you. Two Secret Service babes were outside Obama's residence, former President Barack Hussein Obama, in Washington, D.C. last week, and apparently they got into some sort of disagreement. And about 2:30 in the morning, one of them called for a supervisor to come immediately, quote, before I whoop this girl's ass, according to an audio recording posted online, which we will effort getting for you.
Wow, it had to be over a dude. I mean, what would they possibly actually get into a fight about?
Well, I don't know. You're there. It's 2:30 in the morning. A little disagreement flares up. Maybe somebody told somebody to do something. They resented the talk. Who knows?
I guess that could be.
I've seen the videotape, though, and it was, you know, when a fight is just one half an inch short of haymakers raining down on heads, where there's shoving and aggressive wrestling and the rest of it, it got to that point.
They actually were shoving?
Oh, yeah, it was a physical conflict. The two of them in their bulletproof vests and everything.
Man, I don't want to go DEI, but you are not Secret Service outside a former president's house material if you're going to get in a fight with a coworker over some sort of beef. You're not cut out for that job.
The Secret Service has said the individuals involved were suspended from duty, and this matter is the subject of an internal investigation. The Secret Service has a very strict code of conduct for all employees, and any behavior that violates that code is unacceptable.
Yeah, I
would say it is.
Another black eye for the Secret Service.
Yeah.
They've had a few. So the guy who's running Tinder now says he wants to change your reputation from a hookup app. I've never online dated, and probably never will. So I only know everything anecdotally from what people have said. But it being a hookup app, he says Gen X was into that. Gen Z is not. It's not a hookup generation. They don't drink as much. They don't have as much sex. We need to change our product, and it's going to be more about trying to find better matches, not more matches, which good luck with that. I think the culture is not going to work for that. But
one thing I thought was really interesting, they introduced this in Europe and it's working well, is double dating. You and a friend match up with a couple of people and go out.
I have thoughts on this, but it might have to happen in hour three.
Armstrong and Getty.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.